Mr. Chairman, distinguished permanent representatives, distinguished delegates and observers, friends. I take the floor on this important occasion where the member states to the NPT are holding a new PrepCon for the review conference to be held in 2026. Chairman, at the outset, I would like to congratulate you on your election to guide our discussions over the next 2 weeks and offer you all support that you may require from the Colombian delegation for a successful mission. Since its negotiation and entry into force, the NPT has been considered the cornerstone of the multilateral disarmament system with reference to nuclear weapons and technology. The provisions of the treaty, the three pillars within it, namely nuclear disarmament, non-proliferation, and the peaceful use of nuclear energy, and the membership of 191 member states, reflect its historic importance and its relevance. There is no doubt that the NPT has been a fundamental factor in upholding international peace and security and fulfilling the goals of the United Nations Charter. However, in recent years, the situation with exacerbation of international conflicts, bold speech that hints at the possibility of using this type of weapons again, rapid technological development, the era of artificial intelligence, the increasing difficulty in distinguishing between false information and truth, and the trends that polarise our societies overall are a worrying hothouse of harm to multilateralism and to the regulatory system underpinning the treaty. Our mission in the preparatory sessions and in the REFCOM to be held in 2026 needs to address the threat of the use of nuclear weapons, reverse the arms race that we have been seeing, and contribute to the construction of a safe, peaceful world. To do this, we must provide an urgent and necessary breath of fresh air to multilateralism and reach responsible, effective consensus. Under current circumstances, we need to be able to achieve agreements and adopt an outcome document and an action plan at the review conference of 2026. This is the call of Colombia, the government for change, which promotes and celebrates life and supports the words of the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who within the Civil Society Conference of the United Nations in Nairobi last May stated that priorities had been reversed with record levels of spending on weapons and record budgeting cuts for social sectors. He pointed to the need to return to placing disarmament at the centre of the international agenda and acting urgently to create a world free of nuclear weapons. In that connection, it is essential to recognise that the goal of a world free from nuclear weapons is a shared, common, collective responsibility, like the differentiated role of the states that have nuclear weapons and those that do not. Chairman, distinguished delegates, this is an urgent message. It cannot be heard any other way. Our future without the presence and threat of nuclear weapons is possible, with the benefits that the peaceful use of nuclear energy offers. Colombia is fully committed to achieving peace throughout its territory and throughout the world. Nuclear weapons and their use must be eradicated immediately by all states. Long live peace. We hope that this second preparatory session of the review conference will be geared towards that. We cannot continue to delay on prohibiting nuclear weapons and eradicating them. It's a question of life or death and survival of the human species. Colombia will do everything in its power to overcome the obstacles which are counter to our policy of world peace. Thank you.